KD Country 94 weather.
Hello, my name is Mike Riemann, and I am a past school board member. As someone who has served on the school board, I have personally witnessed the struggles this district has had in trying to meet the demands of keeping the facilities up to date and operational. The general maintenance and upkeep of the infrastructure consumes a huge majority of the budget, and thus a lot of improvements are put off due to the lack of funds. The school bond is essential in bringing the school's facilities, technology, and resources to a level that provides our students in this community with the best education possible.
This advertisement paid for by Foundation for Future Generations, Heather Johnson, chairperson.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Today, with daytime highs approaching 69. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear. Tonight, lows level off around 37. Daytime highs approaching 61. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently 63.
If you're looking for a pre-owned tractor to upgrade your operation this year, you'll find a wide selection at your local Landmark Implement. We'll work with you to find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. During the month of March, choose from a 6-month interest waiver or 4.5% fixed rate for up to 60 months on used 6M, NR, 7R, 8R, or 9R tractors with approved credit. Visit LandmarkImp.com to see our complete inventory or stop by your local Landmark location today and experience the Landmark difference. Spring is here, which means it's time to march into Wholesale Liquor in Beloit's Last Friday First Drink event this Friday, March 29th from 4 to 6 p.m. Enjoy food and drink samples and 10% off wines all day long, and make sure to sign up to win a new cooler. Hungry? Food available throughout the day courtesy of Two Brothers and a Pig Barbecue. Wholesale Liquor's Last Friday First Drink event this Friday, March 29th from 4 to 6 p.m. on Highway 24 in Beloit. A reminder, Wholesale Liquor will be closed on Easter Sunday, March 31st. The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
On Monday, April 8th, a total solar eclipse will cross North America. The Kansas Department of Transportation and the Kansas Highway Patrol advise travelers to plan ahead as traffic is expected to increase. Remember that the shoulders of highways and interstates are for emergencies only, said the Kansas Highway Patrol Captain Candace Brashears. Finding a safe and secure location to view the eclipse is a must for all travelers to make it to their destination safely. Travelers should be patient, avoid distractions, and practice safe driving habits. Pay attention to the roadway, not the sky, said KDOT Director of Safety Troy Whitworth. Be on the lookout for other drivers who may be distracted. Traffic will most likely be heavy before, during, and after the event in the locations where the eclipse can be viewed, so plan your travel accordingly. Kansas is not in the direct viewing area of the total solar eclipse. It will begin in Mexico and enter the U.S. and Texas, and parts of 14 additional states will experience the total solar eclipse as it travels northeast across the country. Then it will enter Canada. According to the National Weather Service, a total solar eclipse occurs when the moon's elliptical orbit is towards its minimum distance from Earth, making the moon appear larger than the sun. This allows the moon to completely obscure the sun, and a shadow is cast on the Earth's surface. Use specialized eye protection to view the sun during this time. Check the weather and plan accordingly. Make sure to dress properly and be prepared for potential weather incidents when driving long distances. For information on Kansas road conditions, go to candrive.gov or call 511. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes. 6 Independence and Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Tip tonight's at Columbus Fish Fry is tonight from 5:30 to 7:30. Adults $15, kids $12 and under $5. That's kids 12 and under $5. Meal includes fried fish, baked beans, coleslaw, French bread, and dessert. The annual Beloit Easter Egg Hunt will occur tomorrow morning, Saturday, March 30th at 10:30 a.m. at the City of Beloit Soccer Fields. It's for all ages up to fourth grade. Formoso Volunteer Fire Department annual pancake and sausage feed will be tomorrow evening, March 30th, Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m. at Formoso Fire Hall. Free will donation. Portis Grace Brethren Church will be having a Good Friday service at 7:30, and their Easter Sunday includes a breakfast breakfast at 9:15, followed by a special worship service at 10:30. Everyone is welcome. Portus Grace Brethren is on Highway 281 north of the city park. And the next City of Glen Elder meeting will be held Monday, April 1st at 6 p.m. at the Glen Elder Library Community Room. That'll be at 120 South Market Street, and you can enter there through the south doors. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Melendez to left and playable. Willie Castro in the shade. He's got it. And the Twins begin 2024 with a 4-1 win.
An opening day loss for the Royals, and we'll have more on the game coming up in this sportscast as we also look at local sports and results from spring sports on Thursday, the Sweet 16 in men's and women's NCAA tournament action, and the JUCO national tournaments continue on for some Kansas schools. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. High school softball on Thursday, the Boyd Letty Trojans started their year at 2-0. They went over Ellsworth in the doubleheader sweep. Beloit winning the first game 4-1 and the second game a 10-0 win in five innings with that shutout there for Beloit. On the baseball diamond, Beloit started the season at 1-1. Ellsworth had the better hand in the first game, a 13-0 shutout in five innings in game one, and Beloit winning 8-5 in the second game. Ellsworth had a 3-1 lead in the fourth inning, but Beloit putted seven in the bottom of the fourth to go on to win it by an 8-5 count. Again, Beloit starts 1-1. You can find full baseball and softball results from area leagues at ncksports.com. Also have some track and field results from Thursday. Osborne was competing at the lacrosse invitational as the Bulldog boys took first place as a team with 78 points ahead of Plainville in second with 73. The Bulldog girls were second place with 80, just behind Ellison first with 83. Individual gold medal winners for the Osborne girls, 4x800-meter relay team, took first at 11:03.63. Libby Reiner won the discus at 108.11, and Gracie Reiner won the javelin for Osborne at 126.11. Boys individual gold medal winners, Johnny Hamill in the 3,200-meter run for the Bulldogs at 11:25.98. Sam Kendick took first in the 300-meter hurdles for Osborne at 42.56. And the Bulldog boys, 4x8, winning first place at 9:09.40. The Bennington Invitational on the girls' side team standings. Clifton Klein took first place. Rock Hill's fifth. Lincoln sixth from the area. Also one individual gold medal win from the area. Olivia Dale of Lincoln first place in the 1,600-meter run at 6:08.52. On the boys' side of things team-wise, Al Saline was first with 123 points. Lincoln tied for fifth. Rock Hill's ninth. Again, you can find the full results for the Bennington Invitational at ncksports.com. As I said at the beginning of this sportscast, the Royals opened the 2024 season with a 4-1 loss to the Twins Thursday afternoon at Kauffman Stadium. Cole Reagans retired the first two Minnesota batters in just three pitches, but Royce Lewis hit a solo home run to put the Twins up 1-0. Michael Garcia wasted no time getting the Royals back in the game with a leadoff solo homer in the bottom of the first. A Carlos Correa RBI double gave the Twins a 2-1 lead in the third, and they would add two more on a wild pitch and error in the ninth for the three-run win. Reagans took the loss despite a quality start, going six innings, allowing two runs on five hits with a Royals opening day record 9 strikeouts. The Royals offense sputtered a bit out of the gates with just one run on five hits. Royals manager Matt Quatrero credited the Twins pitching for most of that.
Not many. I mean, you got to tip your cap to Lopez and Stewart and Jax there. I mean, we didn't have too many opportunities. The leadoff double from MJ. Renfro put a good swing on that ball. It's a nice play that Correa makes, but yeah, we didn't mount too much. Lopez is tough.
With the 0-1 start, the Royals take a day off and will be back on the field for Game 2 against the Twins at 3:10 Saturday afternoon in Kansas City.
You make this one, they can do no more than tie it with a miracle. Wiping a little perspiration off, as you would expect.
Again, I don't know if you don't miss this, because if he does, it's going to take a full court shot.
Free throw up, free throw missed. They'll heave it, it's blocked!
For the first time in 20 years, Alabama's headed to the Sweet 16. They knocked off number one seed North Carolina 89-87 in Los Angeles Thursday night. The four-seeded Crimson Tide had four or five starters in double figures, led by a 24-point 12-rebound double-double from Grant Nelson. They move on to the West Region Finals, where they will face number six seed Clemson. Tigers knocked out number two Arizona in the opening game of the night in L.A. Clemson, the Elite Eight for the first time since 1980, with a 77-72 win over the Wildcats. In the East region, a rematch of last year's national title game, number one seed UConn crushed number five San Diego State 82-52 to move on to the Elite Eight in Boston. Their opponent will be Illinois, who's into the Elite Eight for the first time since 2005. The third seeded Illini knocked out number two seed Iowa State 72-69 in the final game Thursday night. Sweet 16 games wrap up tonight in the South and Midwest regions. The night opens in the South, number two Marquette against 11 seed NC State at 6:09, followed by one seed Houston against number four Duke at 8:39 in Dallas on CBS. In Detroit in the Midwest, number one Purdue faces number five Gonzaga at 6:39 on TBS, followed by number two Tennessee battling number three seed Creighton at 9:09. In the NCAA Women's Tournament, there are four games on the schedule in the Sweet 16 today. Albany Regional, number one, third seed Oregon State against number two Notre Dame at 1:30, followed by number one South Carolina against four seed Indiana at 4. Regional four, Portland, number two Stanford takes on number three NC State at 6:30. Top seed Texas battles number four Gonzaga at 9 o'clock tonight. All four games are on ESPN. Finally, in sports, the NJCAA National Tournament taking place in men's and women's action from the Jayhawk Conference. Number one seed Barton punched their ticket to Saturday's national championship game on the men's side in Hutchinson with a 93-78 win over Indian Hills in the semis. They'll face number seven seed Triton in the title game at 1 o'clock Saturday at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Hutchinson is the number one seed in the women's tournament in Casper, Wyoming. They're in the quarterfinals this afternoon at 1 o'clock against New Mexico Junior College. You can check out NJCAA.org for a full look at the national tournament brackets. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96 Point through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zankers Ace Hardware and Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.